Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather weather forecast for today, going to be sunny, a little more humid looks like, and we'll have a high in the low 80s. Right now in Kenosha, it's overcast, 68 degrees, Burlington 67, Milwaukee 69, and it is 68 degrees in Racine. The use of fireworks last night inside the back entrance to a home at 1554 Packard Avenue in Racine led to a fire that caused an estimated $3,000 damage. The house initially reported as vacant had to be searched, though, because of the possibility the second floor was occupied. That and extension of the flames were not found, according to a release, which says the occupants were offered help by the Red Cross. In Kenosha, just after 1 o'clock this morning, the Park Ridge Inn Hotel on 75th Street had to be evacuated. A fire in the dumpster that was within about 10 feet of the building. Flames extending to the wooden enclosure for that receptacle, which were quickly extinguished by arriving city crews. How it began? Under investigation. What caused a fire at a Durant Avenue home in Mount Pleasant that claimed the life of 49-year-old Lori Leisner? That is still under investigation. An autopsy ordered in her death, but no results thus far. A 13-year-old boy in custody in Racine County for allegedly crashing a stolen car from Percaro Ford early yesterday morning. The teen leading Mount Pleasant police on a chase at about 2:30 a.m. That pursuit, though, called off due to safety concerns. It was one of several vehicles observed speeding. One later found crashed and on fire. Officers then arresting the teen as he tried to run off. He and the other suspects, who have not yet been caught, accused of stealing the vehicle from the Percaro dealership, which was badly damaged in the process. Well, a project to rehab about 2.5 miles of Highway 11 in Union Grove is scheduled to get underway today. The DOT's Brian Deneve says this project will include milling and replacing the road surface, installing new signs and pavement markings, improving the pedestrian crossing at York Street to comply with the Americans with Disabilities Act, and to extend the centerline rumble strips.
They stop short. We'll be extending those a little bit eastward. Centerline rumble strips are, you know, essentially divots into the pavement that warm motorists that they're crossing over into the oncoming traffic. So we'll be extending those.
He says flaggers will be directing traffic during the project with the goal of reducing traffic congestion. Project to rehab about a 1.5 mile segment of Highway 11 in Sturtevant. That is scheduled to begin about mid-month. A summer road trip for just a few days or even longer is supposed to be fun unless there's motion sickness involved. And yes, you can get it. It's a real problem for some people, according to Dr. Daniel Allen with the Cleveland Clinic. Says it's a disturbance of the balance system, which includes the inner ear.
When your ears sense movement and your eyes don't sense the same movement, or there's a little bit of a mismatch in terms of what you're seeing and feeling, you get sick. And for some people, they're very susceptible to that.
Motion sickness can occur on a boat, plane, train, bus, or car. Symptoms of motion sickness include nausea, headache, dizziness, excessive sweating, and increased salivation. Well, there may have been a lack of sunshine for many of the 4th of July events in southeast Wisconsin on Monday, but not the events themselves, including Racine's 80th edition of the 4th Fest Parade through downtown. WRJN's Lou Turner and Janet Hoff had a bird's-eye view from the second floor of Uncorked at 240 Main Street, describing what thousands observed in one of the biggest and best parades in the Midwest.
There goes our vehicle.
Oh, there we go. There was our vehicle with the, let's see.
That's our sister station, 92 on the Shore.
Right.
And Mark Eichhorst, our roving reporter.
Yes, he's roving down the street right now.
He's roving.
And in front of him is Dick Crisepa, the car representing for us.
Our voice of high school sports. Which, boy, it seems weird, but we'll be thinking about high school football here, not that far down the road.
And just before that, of course, we had a representation of high school basketball, Bob Litz, who just retired from St. Catharines High School.
Close the day's festivities. Of course, the big fireworks show on the lakefront in Racine. Some lining the lakeshore also able to see Kenosha's display going on at the same time. One of the issues up before the Racine Common Council tonight, the request of Changing Lives Ministries to amend a conditional use permit for the addition of a daycare for their church at 2829 Durant Avenue in a strip mall. Assistant City Planner Matt Sadowski told the Plan Commission members last week it's a minor amendment that's needed because it's technically a commercial district.
It's an outdated shopping center, but it is well maintained. The owner takes good care of it. And to the right of the church would be the playground area. There would be a three-sided fenced. But yes, they would be maintaining it as an asphalt area.
He pointed out that the request actually goes toward the city's desire of increasing activity at such a location. The daycare for Changing Lives Ministries would be primarily for members of the church. The council expected to approve the Plan Commission's recommended approval on that without discussion this evening. State Department of Corrections trying to find a 60-year-old minimum security inmate who recently walked away from a work release site in Racine County. Timothy Worth has been serving time at the Sturtevant Transitional Facility. He's a white male, about 5'5", 185, with white hair and blue eyes. Anybody who might happen to see somebody like that is asked to contact authorities. In Madison, the mayor there has suggested some public education on interacting with police. Jill Palmer, the executive director of the Wisconsin Professional Police Officers Association, agrees with that.
We actually called for this very thing, that, you know, we said that there needs to be a, you know, community-wide or statewide discussion that focuses not only on law enforcement interactions with the public, but also pays some direct attention to the public's interactions with police as well.
Statistics on resisting arrest not available, but Palmer says the number of assaults on police officers in Wisconsin has gone up noticeably over the past several years. Could be a decision by the end of this month on a lawsuit that challenges several changes to Wisconsin's election laws made over the past 5 years. Scott Ross is the executive director of the liberal group One Wisconsin Institute. He's one of the plaintiffs in this particular case.
The lawsuit went after about a dozen different law changes that Republicans made over the course of the last 5 years that were intended to disenfranchise voters they didn't want to see show up at the polls, mainly people of color, younger people, voters they believed would vote Democratic.
The state contends the changes have made no measurable impact on voter turnout, and they were made to actually ensure people can vote. A potential ruling by the end of the month would likely not impact the state's August 9th primary. The assessor's office for the city of Racine usually only gets attention when people find out the value of their properties, like the numbers or not. But doing the job also requires occasional technology upgrades. Before the Finance and Personnel Committee recently, Assessor Bill Bauer said his requested upgrade is going to dramatically impact the primary assessment system.
We have a system called AssessPro that is somewhat dated, creates a lot of issues in terms of doing the reports and things that are required. Our staff currently kind of overcome some of the failures of the system by using cards, manual calculations, and things that are somewhat antiquated. This upgrade would allow us to use the program to its fullest, doing the computerized mass appraisal, would save a lot of staff time, give us more accuracy, but more importantly, it'll give us more uniformity.
Bauer saying that the more human interaction and calculations, the greater chance for errors. Adding the new system would also eliminate the need to rely on the IT office to help generate some of those needed reports, and one of the biggest benefits, the system's compliance with Excel and Windows. The finance panel supported the use of almost $32,500 from this year's capital budget to acquire and install the upgrade, which the Common Council is expected to also approve tonight. Well, it may take a village, but Caledonia's village partners are what's making a big difference in some of the community's parks. At a recent board meeting, Trustee Ed Willing talked about a newly signed deal with the Racine Spartan Soccer Club to use Gorney Park.
They agreed to improvements not less than $1,000 has to be finished by the end of the soccer season every fall. This is in perpetuity, so there will be constantly improvements made, at least what they need and then some, in order to function. They'll be operating in basically four fields while they're using it.
And a recent golf fundraiser is going to lead to the installation of new roofs for the dugouts at Crawford Park. Willick saying that there's been a lot of right and left hand helping each other out in the village, and the soccer club coming in is just the crown jewel of that. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News, get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.